just how is it going in terms of the process of trying to buy shares at Leeds United?
Yeah, it's going really well. I think clearly it's early days at the moment, and you know, there's a lot of interest in, you know, the objective of achieving, you know, a stake for the club on behalf of the fans. And clearly, you know, my joining the executive team is a good sign that you know, we're looking to take things forward, and we have sufficient funds to you know, to initiate the negotiating process. We're not there yet, as you imagine. You know, clearly, I think a lot of individuals who have expressed interest in making an investment, you know, will be waiting for the you know, the final shape of any deal before, you know, fulfilling against that intent. But I think you know, there's a lot of interest in the club, a lot of people interested in the you know, in the concept and the aspiration of fan ownership. So yeah, looking good, looking encouraging.
So at the moment, then, how many fans are involved, and, you know, is there still the possibility for more fans to join?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think at the last count, it was over 1,000, maybe 1,200 individuals have made an investment. Clearly, you know, we want, as the concept is, to get as many fans as possible involved in the ownership, you know, concept. So yeah, absolutely. I think you know, we would encourage anyone to go onto the Leeds Fans United website. That's you know, it's very, very easy to make an investment in Leeds Fans United, and let's get the ball rolling. So the more the merrier.
Now, I know that you joined not that long ago. Just what is your specific role within the group?
Yeah, just a couple of days in. So yeah, I've joined been invited by the executive team of Leeds Fans United to work with them. Specifically, to focus on the side of negotiating that position with the owners, to ensure that you know, the fans are represented, you know, both you know, as supporters, but also as financial stakeholders in the club. So my role going forward will be to you know, to work with the executive team to structure a deal that you know, is mutually advantageous to, you know, the club, to the owners, and to the fans.
And just in terms of progress, has there been any communication so far with Massimo Cellino?
We are in contact with Mr. Cellino's office. We're looking to fix a meeting with him in the near future. So we expect to do that. So. Yeah, we look to do that in the very near future.
And when this meeting does happen, just what will the discussion be?
Well, I think we you know, clearly want to impress on Mr. Cellino the value that we believe having, you know, a strong fan involvement brings to the club. You know, I've mentioned before to other parties that, you know, if the club viewed the fans as customers, then, you know, they will be very, very interested in capturing and harnessing the energy and the commitment of the fan base. So we want to, you know, clearly see the future of fan involvement as a positive for the club, both from, you know, a commercial point of view, as well as, you know, capturing the sort of the mood of society generally and politics locally and nationally around, you know, getting individuals involved and committed into areas of interest, and their football club is one example of how we would see doing that. So we believe there is, you know, there is sound business reasons, as well as, you know, as well as reasons of you know, of capturing the energy and the enthusiasm of Leeds fans, which, as we all know, is, you know, is probably, you know, second to none in the world.
Now, in terms of buying shares and in terms of communication, has there been any big corporations that have got in touch with you, maybe the likes of Red Bull, since you joined?
Yes, I can't mention names, obviously. We've, you know, clearly we don't have permission to talk about that. But, yeah, there is significant interest and from a variety of quarters in getting involved in those conversations. Many of those parties do see a benefit in fan involvement and a financial stake and positions in the in the operation of the club from a fan base. So yeah, we are encouraged. I say it's quite early days, but we all know things can move pretty quickly in football, and so we we are ready. We're flexible. We've got our people in place to be able to take the opportunities as they arise.
Now, I know you won't be able to give an exact time scale, but what would your aims be in terms of moving this forward? Would it be a couple of weeks until communication, or would it be a couple of months?
Difficult to say, Tom. Clearly, some of these things are quite complex. Mr. Cellino is a very busy man, and getting availability to progress these conversations with him, will clearly be something that we need to focus in on. My appointment has indicated that we are ready. We believe the time is right to have those conversations, and hopefully in the next few weeks, running up to the next couple of months, we should have something more concrete to talk about. We are looking to get to the group of investors together next month to give an update of where we are. So hopefully we'll have some positive direction anyway to share with the investors in the next few weeks.
And in terms of how things are going right now for Leeds United, I was just wondering if I could get your thoughts regarding the new signings which have been made, the new management setup as well. Do you think it's a positive that it's all been done so early?
Well, speaking purely as a fan of nearly half a century, so I guess I've got a right to express a view as anyone else. Speaking purely as a fan, I do think there's some very positive signs there. I'm personally very very encouraged by some of the management positions that have been made and confirmed over the last few weeks, and certainly some of the position with the guys that have come through the academy, I think, is absolutely fantastic. So we have always been a club that that values growing players and making sure that they can fulfil their potential, and some of the young guys come through the academy. I think give us a great prospect. So yeah, I'm looking forward to next season, as I think all Leeds fans are. And we always live in hope, don't we? And I think we've got probably some more reason to be hopeful for next season.